On the last morning of my old girl cat Norman's life, Artie, my hyperactive puppy, lay down beside her on the kitchen rug and licked her back legs. She lifted her eyes and looked at him, but didn't flinch or hiss. For some animal siblings, this may not be so remarkable, but for these two, it was almost a miracle. Norman was a frail 20-year-old, weighing barely 6 pounds. Artie is a 50-pound black lab full of energy. When we brought him home last summer, Norman stayed upstairs for weeks, furious. When she finally came down, she slapped, spit, and hissed at him, and that was that. Artie was afraid of her. He'd go out of his way to avoid her. If he got too close, she'd chase after him, angry and hissing. He wouldn't even get close to her, and if he tried, he'd come away with a face full of scratches. Since Norman's death, Artie has snatched up the mat where her food and water bowl sat, taken them to his private corner, and gnawed them ragged. He's dragged her gray fleece blanket to his bed, flopped down on it, and slept. I've caught him staring across the room, his eyes serious, as though he's thinking about things, maybe wondering where she's gone, maybe knowing. His grief is surprising given their relationship, but we've seen this kind of deep sadness before. Years ago, we owned two littermate cats, Doc and Merle. At age 12, Doc died from kidney failure. We put him in a shoebox to bury him in the backyard. Before we put him in the ground, we called Merle over for a look. When Merle realized that inside the box was his brother, he bolted. It was a week before we saw him again, and when we did, he was gaunt and shaggy. For days, Merle refused food. He slept too much. We thought we were going to lose him, too, to heartbreak. Every minute since he was born, he'd spent with his brother Doc, whatever they did, from sleeping to eating to catching snakes and moving from house to house. They did it together. This kind of loss would throw any human into a deep period of mourning, so why wouldn't we expect it of animals with a bond so close? In her last few days, Norman weakened quickly, and though she seemed hungry, she barely ate. She drank water and slept on the heating grate to stay warm. She could barely stand on her back legs. Still, 2 days before she died, she chased Artie away from the plate of turkey scraps he was enjoying, claiming them for herself. She's gone now, and there's an emptiness in the house that all of us notice. Artie has quit looking for her in rooms where she used to sleep. He has nothing to fear in the house now, no angry cat to avoid. I believe animals experience death in a way humans can't understand. And I believe Artie will never be the same, first because he knew her, but finally because he lost her.